Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, radio audience. We welcome you to Soul in the City, where we inspire the spirit to go higher and higher. Today, I'm doing a show that's kind of a little bit different. Gonna be honest, it's off the cuff. That's who, you know, sometimes it happens like that. But I'm doing it sort of like The View in two. How they had the women on The View on. Well, I had two exceptionally gifted young women with me. And we'll be talking about prayer and the power of prayer today. The two women are Lakeisha. Hey, Lakeisha.
Hello.
And Tanisha.
Hello, radio world.
These are my daughters, but they're also good friends, and they're also powerful women of God. So like I said, today we're going to be talking about prayer and the power of prayer. We're going to take a little music break to just hear a little bit of Nicole Mullins, On My Knees. A little bit of that because I thought it was so appropriate to what we're talking about, because I don't know how, but there's so much power when I get on my knees. It makes me want to say, hey, amen to that. So we're going to go ahead and start in the discussion. You know, what I'm learning about prayer is that it's a two-way exchange between you and God. And a lot of times I'm inviting people in the audience. So I've been on a journey in the last probably 2 weeks where I am trying to learn to listen to God. A lot of times with prayer, prayer, first of all, is a communication between you and God. And it's a two-way communication. You talk and you listen. And sometimes I have been feeling that I have cut God off before he wanted to tell me something very important. So I've been spending some very quiet time in listening to what God has to say to me. Actually, I've been spending some time where I haven't said or asked for anything. I just wanted to hear from him. But I do believe that prayer is a two-way conversation, and I invite you to spend some time asking God. You know, I just spent some time saying, God, what are you trying to say to me today? What do you want to say? And there's been some times, one of the things that I do when I listen to God is I journal, and I just kind of listen to what God is saying to me in that, and I write it in a sense of what he's saying to me, and knowing that God is real, I just kind of write it in a way in which I feel like he is talking to me. And so I'm just going to, like, I'm really going to expose myself today, because I'm going to read a little bit from a journal in which I was really pouring out my heart to God, and I'm going to just take a few seconds just to read that. I guess it was a day it's been a while ago, probably a year ago, that I was like, Lord, I really need you to speak to me. You know, right now my heart is full, Lord. After leaving, I had left Dayton, and this is a way back, and I was really feeling like I needed to hear from God. So this is what God spoke to me when I journaled. Lord, Linda, you are free from bondage. Know that there is power in your word. I definitely want you praying. You are an intercessor, a prophetic intercessor. You sense the changes in the spirit realm. Know with the strong urges you feel about something, usually an urge to pray, I do want you to intercede. And I guess today he was saying something about, I want to intercede for black men, for youth, for women in general. There's a great attack coming. So that is just a version of how God speaks to me when I start writing down what it is I feel that God is saying to me. And that brings us into the prayer and even into intercession. Intercession is standing in the gap, going before the Lord, not necessarily for yourself, but for someone else. Well, I'm going to bring in the other guest today. Ladies in the view and two, what are your thoughts on prayer? I'll let either one of you guys.
Tisha, I'll let you go ahead.
I just think prayer, number one, I think to get into a relationship or when you're building a relationship, key to building a relationship is communication. And communication is two ways. I think from that communication, well, communication is the foundation. That's how you get to know another person. So prayer is vital to our communication with God. It is so important. It's vital to our building a relationship with Him. And so it's that kind of a building block. And then I think it also, once we get past the initial getting to know, like when you're building a relationship, the next stage is you move into a realm of intimacy. And I just think of in, to me, to see, breaking it down. And that's how we get into God, to hear from Him, and we develop an intimacy with Him. And so prayer is just that sound. For me, or from the pew, as a member, prayer is vital to my relationship, building and growing and getting into God. It's that building block.
Hey, that's good. It takes you in the presence. Tisha, you got some?
Well, I mean, I really agree that prayer is definitely the way that you commune with God. And, you know, it is two ways in which not only are you speaking to God and, you know, communing with Him and possibly petitioning Him for things, but also it should be a time that you also are able to hear and receive and listen to what God is saying to you, because there's often so many just when we pray, you know, we are praying for things in particular, or, you know, there is a reason for our prayers. So we should expect to hear something in return, you know, for what we pray. And I, too, have been really trying to sit quietly more often, not just to pray, but sit and really listen to what God is saying, and to be more comfortable with doing that. Because it is awkward at first to, you know, just kind of sit. But I'm reminded that something that our pastors say all the time is the expectation that cannot be killed cannot be denied. And one particular Sunday, another minister was preaching and teaching, and what she really said was just being in His presence, the fact that you are being obedient to sitting in His presence and have expectation, you will receive your answers if you are expecting to receive them, because the expectation that can't be killed cannot be denied. So your obedience in actually just sitting and listening, being willing to sit to listen to what God has to say to you, it really like commands or demands answers, and God wants to reveal things to us. So really, I'm gonna turn that over to you.
Well, and just, I think that a lot of times, and I'm speaking for myself, I guess mostly, as I'm growing and learning to spend time with God, is that, you know, a lot of times in my past, I've prayed and I poured out my heart to God, but I haven't always stopped to listen. And to me, that's just as important as pleading and going to Him and asking for things. And sometimes I think prayer is even not even asking, but there's a part of prayer that is just praising Him. It's just, I just want you. It's this conversation of, I just need you now. Like the song, I need you every hour. And even before I ask you for something, I know that you know what I already need. But it's just that I need your presence with me. So I guess prayer, it can be a predecessor or precursor to bringing you into the presence of God.
I was just going to say, as we are, as this discussion is progressing, I see that we're differentiating between basically different kinds of prayer. What you just expanded upon was praise is a type of prayer. And then we've also been talking about listening in prayer. That's kind of like a prophetic intercession from God, is what you talked about. And then we talked about petition. Petition prayer. That's when you are asking God for something. When you are standing on a word, you know, pray the word and have a scripture to back it up. That's that petition prayer. And then we've mentioned on intercessory prayer.
Standing in the gap
for another person. So just to give an example from where we're coming, I just see how we've pulled out different aspects of prayer.
And you know, what prayer does for me, it's also helped me to see the character of God. Because once you pull on Him in prayer, I have gone in prayer in a place where I felt first His love, where I was just, like, drenched in His love. Then I felt where He was just holding and protecting me. And then I've gone to a place in prayer where I just wanted to worship Him because I reached another place. And I even have to say at our church, sometimes we will get into the move of the Spirit where we are just, we are a very lively church radio audience. And you can feel where we're petitioning Him, we're asking Him, we're coming to the Father. Then you'll feel this shift where it'll get real quiet, as if just what we're talking about, He begins to talk and love on us. Then you'll feel another shift where you feel His glory and His presence just hovering over and around and through you. Any of you, either one of you have something to say about that?
I was just going to say, too, just to expand on that, definitely, that is, you definitely can sense the shift in the atmosphere when we're in prayer. But I think the lesson God taught me today, and me and Keisha were discussing this earlier, was that just because you don't feel anything, that doesn't mean God isn't moving.
Hallelujah. Because it's so to be going beyond feeling.
God is still moving.
Whether you feel it or not.
And I really think, like, that was a lesson I learned as an intercessor today. Because I think we talk about that. Like, when you think about an intercessor, well, number one, God is seeking intercessors. But when you think about that gift, it is vital that you have faith in knowing that your prayers, well, any kind of prayer, that you do have to have the faith knowing that God is working. He's perfecting your concern. God is working on those things that you are praying about. And I think what God demonstrated for me today is, though I didn't feel like I was gone in the spirit or just feel like I had shifted, God moved. And He moved quickly on the petition that went up. And He was just showing me that regardless of what you feel, I'm still moving. So it's prayer. Know that God is moving and working out those things. Because I think sometimes you never see the results of what you pray for. So you have to know that your prayers are powerful and that things are happening, even if you don't see the results, you don't feel
results. And I think that, that prayer is that, what we have all learned is that that expectancy and that expectancy that you're waiting on the power of God, knowing that it's going to happen. And it's beyond emotion. And what it's teaching us is that it's beyond what you think and feel. And even when you get in that spirit realm, it's that know that you know that you know.
You were saying what, you know, there's different places that you go after you pray and, you know, how you feel. But I think most oftentimes for me, it's just like, after I pray, it's just such a peace that I have. And that probably, I mean, I'm sure it comes from the faith that I have, that knowing that my prayers are effective, because the word says the fervent, effective prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Hallelujah.
So if I know and pray, I can be peaceful about it. Because even though, you know, it might not manifest then, but I am learning that the power that I have, I can expect a manifestation if I declare it quickly, you know, immediately. So it doesn't have to be 10 years down the line. I can expect results now. And I'm just growing, I think, in my faith to know that my prayers are effective. They are working, no matter whether, no matter what. They are, you know, no, just like you said, Tanisha, about emotion. It doesn't matter whether I'm driving down the street and I really have to pay attention to the road. If I'm praying, I still know that my prayers are working. Like, God still hears me, and He always wants to, you know, hear His children call to Him.
I just had a question kind of for you ladies, is that what I've noticed too, as my prayer life has matured, I can tell, as if you just, I can tell when I hadn't been praying, like, you know, when you need to pray about stuff and you hadn't took the time out like you should have to pray about it, it's like your belly is full.
Yeah.
And like when you do, even if we are praying in church or something like that, like you got all this stuff, like you got to get it out. So I don't know if you, I think it becomes addictive. Like you have to communicate with God, because it's like you get a, you start to build this list, and if you're not obedient, you just feel so full. You don't feel that peace you talking about until you have prayed about those things that are on your heart.
It'll be certain people that have been on my heart that, you know, well, you know me. I'll stop and pray. And you want me to pray for you right now? I'll stop. I'm the praying lady. What you say? I ain't going to wait 5 minutes. I'm going to go and get that out right now.
Yes.
But there have been times when I couldn't do it right that second, even though I'll say it sometimes in my mind or whatever, but I still feel like I'll have to pray that out. I'll have to get that out. It'll burn into me. And when I, and then the other part of that, the whole prayer, and I guess some of what we're talking about, is the more you communicate with God, for me, it's like the more I just want to be in His presence. It's been so many times in the last few weeks, and I feel like I'm on another level with that, where I don't even want to be around nobody. I'm nothing personal, don't mean it to knock nobody out. I just want to run and be in His presence with just me and Him, because it's just so intimate what I'm feeling that I can't just wait to come and talk to Daddy about it.
Right.
Has that happened to you guys? Are you feeling that?
I do. And sometimes when I don't necessarily have the time, it'd be like, oh, my gosh, like I need to really get in because – And, it, you know, it's not even like I'm going days or weeks or, you know, anything without being in His presence, but it is so addicting, you know, it's so addicting just to be in His presence and remain there. And it's almost, you know, it's like a relationship. When you're developing a relationship and you are getting closer to somebody and it's intimate, like you just want to be with that person all the time or be around that person. you know, all the time. And it's like that with the father. I think when he becomes the father, it becomes like that. So
it goes beyond religion. We talk about that. Religion is that I got to do this, to do this, and that, to reach father. But really, it's relationship. And I can come to him. I can laugh with God. I have jokes with God. Me and God have jokes. I mean, I don't know about y'all. I know I'm a little silly. But me and God have jokes because, you know, we just laugh together. It's like I have this relationship with my dad. Like I have a relationship. He is my real dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are times when I'm going to be honest that I have asked God, now what is up? And I don't know if you felt that when you've been praying for something for a long time and you have been waiting, like the woman, you know, I just need to touch the hem of your garment. But God, do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying? And I just want to say to the radio audience, if you're in that place where you've been waiting and you've been waiting and you've been waiting, baby, it's still an expectancy there. He will, and I feel like it's somebody in the radio audience right now. You've been waiting for God to answer a prayer. I just want to say that he will. He will answer your prayer. He hears your cry. He is holding you. It is just not divine timing yet. So
hold on.
Prophetically, Pastor said that to that. Just hold on. And I've been there so much to that place where you're talking about where you have been petitioning God. And you're like, what is going on? But I've noticed that, too, a lot of times I'm not waiting on God. God is waiting
Hallelujah.
On me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak that.
To mature and be at a level where I can handle what he's trying to bless me with. So, I mean, and that's one area. And then I've even experienced where, you know, how even to our pastors, how God will clearly speak to let me know that I heard your prayer.
Reading your mail.
Yeah.
He read your pastor. They just conduit and they read your mail.
And you like, God is hearing me.
Yes.
He is hearing me.
And I just feel it so strongly that if somebody in the audience, you are just asking. I just want to say that, you know, sometimes, like you said, just to feed off what you said, a lot of times I wasn't ready yet. And what he had me in was a period of preparation. Because sometimes you can ask for these huge things, but you are not spiritually mature enough to handle them. And it's been plenty of times that I have not been spiritually mature, but I've seen it come down to pass in the right moment, at the right second, when I could handle the blessing he was about to bestow on me.
And I was going to say for Christians, I'm kind of going to change. I'm still with prayer, but in that as Christians, number one, it's our responsibility, right? Like a lot of times it's an assignment. If we're not praying, who's praying? If we're not praying
for our government, for our
government, for our babies, who's praying? So why not you? So a lot, God is looking for, I mean, he's calling us. It's an art assignment as believers in the body of Christ to pray. And when things, sometimes things, we can, it's that warfare, things get through. So it's our assignment. You know, a lot of
times
it's an assignment, so it's a serious thing, too.
Yeah. And I want to add, even, you know, for whoever it is, you know, that has been petitioning God, you know, it's also important to maybe get a prayer partner. And this leads into what we were talking about is praying corporately.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, just to have somebody that can pray with you and pray for you, even when you don't always know, you know, what to pray for yourself, and that, you know, we do have the Holy Spirit to do that. But, you know, the word says where two or three are gathered together that he is in the midst and things shall be done. So
yes,
it's very important, you know, and it's just like that agreement. you know, we pray corporately every Sunday and Wednesday at church. And that is when we are praying corporately and we are praying, in, you know, on one accord for our government, for our children, you know, for our church. Like, it's just, you can really feel the power.
Yes.
You know, you can really just, like, you know that God has definitely moved, you know, when we pray as one. And it's just that agreement that's so important. So, you know, listener, whoever it is, find your prayer partner, somebody that you can pray with, you know, because it's just, there's prayer, no, there's power in numbers. So I just encourage you to do that.
I was going to say, just real quick, as we're kind of wrapping up, too, and as women, just to kind of go off of what you were saying, Keisha, is that how God has just used us, and we, the group here, these are, I intercede for you guys, and you guys, and you intercede for me. This is my prayer group that we're here right now, and how God just has been using us to pray for each other and to pray corporately. And I know when me and Keisha got together and prayed, we prayed on a Friday night and interceded for our other friends. And what came out is a lot of times friends get together and you gossip about things. I'm not bringing these things to your attention for you to gossip about them. I'm bringing them to your attention for you to pray and intercede about them.
Mm-hmm.
So we changed that thing. We flipped it. And then so that's our assignment as women. Pray for your husbands, pray for your wives, cover your children, you know. So just be mindful and that we all have a responsibility in the body of Christ to pray.
Well, we got 2 minutes and 49 seconds, not there, but I feel the need for us and y'all to chime in to pray, you know.
Yes.
Father God, we just want to, first of all, thank you that you can use us in this way, because I know that there's somebody in the listening audience right now that may be going through some things. Father God, we know that you can touch the heart, touch the source of whatever it is. But we ask you, mend broken hearts. We lift up those who are brokenhearted right now. Lord God, we just ask and seek that you touch those who are just pouring themselves out to you. Lord, they don't know the way. They need a way. Lord God, we know that you'll show them the way right now, Father God. We just ask that you touch somebody's heart right now, there's a broken heart and a mending that is taking place. Father God, we know that you are just covering them. We cover the listening audience with your blood. And by your blood, we know if there's some sick people out there, Lord, that you will heal them right now. And Father God, I thank you for Sister Barbara, that you healed her by the words that came through your servant's mouth, Father God. And we just thank you for that. Lord God, we thank you that you can use us, Father God, to cover the listening audience with your blood, to heal, to deliver. We just speak the word of deliverance, and we know that it is so, Father God, in your name, to lift up the spirits of somebody who's down, God. Father God, we just thank you. We lift this up, and we bless the whole listening audience. And as we end this prayer, Father God, whatever we didn't say, whatever was not done, we know that it's already done in your name. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we have a minute and 4 seconds. I just want to thank the listening audience for tuning in today. We hope that there was a word that helped somebody and it can be answered. Prayer is about faith. It's about communion, and it's about a relationship with God. So we invite you, if you have not a relationship with God, to call in, to, you know, write us, to email us, to send me a message. I'd be happy to do the prayer to bring you to salvation. And so it is, and this is Soul in the City, where we inspire you to take your spirit even higher and higher by the blood of the Lamb. Be blessed.
Tell them how to get you.
Oh, you can get me on Blog Talk Radio. I am Enterprises. Please come in and listen to some archived shows. Listen to this show. Be blessed, everybody.
Be blessed.
Thank you.